nothing you don't want to talk about, we're good.
I don't give a shit.
So here we are sitting
except
backstage.
Velvet Revolver.
Yeah,
we don't want to talk about Velvet Revolver.
No good?
No, can't do it.
No, would that not be cool? You're writing on the table.
Well, it's a piece of wood, man.
It's a
I
table.
Cloth over it.
Oh, yeah,
I know,
you guys.
I thought it'd be funny if I wrote Metallica like I used to on my desk.
That would
school.
Be good.
It's not really funny.
Oh, sure it is.
Thanks.
Is it, yeah, but see, it's not the regular Metallica. Is that like the Metallica T-shirt? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it looks like a jacket or something. I just went berserk because I was bored.
Excellent. Backstage at the DCU Center, Foo Fighters are in town. Taylor and Dave Grohl sitting here. You know, the powers that be have made us here at WAAF the last interview.
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe we suck because it's something
else. Heck in order. What is the deal?
I'm all right with that. The good part about it is we can talk longer than everybody else.
See, there you go. And the deal is I usually get warmed up, so now I'm ready to spew.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Anything.
It's not anything. It's your interview.
You're the question guy.
Let's see. Let's talk about Nirvana. No, I'm kidding. at some point, see. is that what you get every interview now?
Really?
Or are they finally,
really.
They finally, people finally let that go?
So, well, it kind of came back.
Way to go. Thanks.
Yeah.
Are we going to throw?
No.
Okay,
not with
trouble.
You, brother. Yeah. Go ahead, Taylor.
All right, so... okay.
I got your back, D. Go
kick his
it.
Ass like you said you were going to.
Let's go down the list of things that we talk about in the generic radio interview. Why did you decide to make a double album?
Because...
We're pretentious jerks.
Yeah, we figured that it was time to... we wanted that nail in the coffin. We needed something to finally put our career to rest. Double album. Didn't work. Backfired.
Yeah,
biggest album we've ever made.
We figured
best thing
either
we've ever done.
It was going to be the biggest album we ever made... it is.
It worked.
Or the biggest flop we all ever made. And I'd be asking right now if you would like to have that in the dining room or you're taking that to go.
That's good. Would you like me to supersize that?
So now with you putting out a 2-CD set, one being a little bit more aggressive than the other, do you guys take time out during the set and do the old Zeppelin style acoustic
pull
sit down
couch,
four guys
the
on the stool?
There's no stool on stage. Well, I don't want to go that far. no, we're just doing the big loud rock thing. But we want to do an acoustic tour next year where we do the acoustic album like in theaters, you know. Because it wouldn't really – I mean, it'd be weird to come out and play loud, screaming, blistering rock and roll.
What'd you do, the rush with the naked
the
guy?
The 2112 with the
you
naked
did. You
dude.
Did the 2112 guy.
It looks like Gumby. That's pretty awesome.
Never mind the question. Taylor has decided. You guys want to play Hangman?
21.
There you go. And now
well,
I got to come up with
awesome.
I used to write that kind of
put
shit.
Put his package in there, too.
Okay, wait a second. Now I'm going to get involved here, and we're going to do the Twisted Sister TS that everybody used to do. Remember? Huh?
All right, next logo.
All right, we're back in.
Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, you got to do the Van Halen. Now, can you do the VH1 the right way?
You know what, actually... There's a new Weezer Foo Fighters. I don't know how they did it.
You got it like a combo T-shirt that you can buy, you can purchase from the website.
I can't remember what it was. There's like a Weezer Foo Fighters mixed logo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is this what you guys do in the other 23 hours of the day? Sit around and
scribble,
screw around.
Yeah.
I just watched all of the first episode of Lost.
Yeah.
Have you seen that show yet?
Never watch it.
Dude, that show.
Never a good idea to tell a guy on the radio to tell you what's on TV at night.
Yeah, I guess not.
You know what I mean? It's like it's like
he's got TiVo now. No, come on.
Oh, yeah, okay, you can TiVo some of that. Ooh, you drew boobies.
Boobs.
Oh, boobies.
You know what we need to do now?
What?
I want you guys to sign this piece of plywood, and I want to take it.
Got it. Okay.
Seriously, autograph this piece of plywood, and we'll take this with us. Can we take this with us? Can I ask John if we can take this with us?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that.
Charity auction.
All right, so you're one of those guys. Dave and Taylor, based
we're
on
one
your
of those guys.
Yeah, you're together are one of those guys. You're a couple of guys.
I'm like one dude.
Obviously, energy pretty big. Are you ever going to slow down? What you do, Dave, is you go from playing.
I think it might be like a thyroid deal. Like I think, like Barney Fife. Who played Barney Fife? What was his name? The actor.
Oh yeah,
played Barney Fife.
He was also. Come on, sounds like Mr. Furley.
Mr.
Furley.
He was Furley.
Yeah, he was Furley.
Right. It was Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. Well,
you know how his eyes popped
See?
Out of his head.
Yeah,
he had that's a thyroid thing. Mm-hmm. So I think by the time I'm like 60, I'm gonna have those crazy big Mr. Furley eyes. I think I have a thyroid problem. I'm a spaz. I can't help it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not when you play in a band.
It's really weird because you think of Foo Fighters and then you're trying to think, like every band, when you say a band's name, you're trying to come up with an image. You guys have no image. You're just sort of a band. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because for a long time, image and categorization was everything. And now, now it's just sort of...
I think it's kind of saved our ass.
Yeah, I think that images, like, if you become too fashion conscious, then unless you're David Bowie and you're just the genius of fashion or whatever, you know, you end up looking like a dickhead a couple years later, you know? So because we always just basically looked like fairly regular guys and never really had an image, then the only image we've ever had is, oh, those are the guys who dress up as chicks in videos sometimes.
And you, as far as is that something that carries over to your personal life?
Maybe.
Next
question.
That's none of your business. No, I, you know, like Dave said, I think that saved us in a lot of ways, you know.
What do you hate about doing radio interviews?
Nothing.
Seriously? You're not tired of it yet?
No. Just talking to someone new, but they got a mic in their hand.
Oh. Same questions every city?
As long as we can talk about us,
exactly.
It's fine.
What's the word?
I'm the center of attention. Everything's great.
Well, see, they didn't tell me we were going to be talking to Taylor too, so we're just kind of like sitting
they always
here.
Stick me in there.
Yeah, you were
make
like
me feel like I'm part of
the. You are what our what the fail the sales department likes to tell us. You're what they call added value.
Yeah, I'm the Andy to his Conan.
He's the 40% more when you buy that energy drink like
if
that
he's
monster.
Conan,
boost.
I'm Andy. Andy got fired though, didn't he?
Andy quit to go on and do bigger and better things.
When is that
he had a TV show on Fox for like 6 months.
For like a week.
That didn't happen.
No, it's not a good idea.
They're going to give us the wrap-up sign. So you're sold out here at the DCU Center. The record is doing well. What is next for Foo Fighters?
We're just going to tour a bunch, and then we'll do the acoustic tour next year, and just make another record. I'm already looking forward to making another one. It's going to be great. We built our own studio to make this album in, and it's this beautiful complex and... Northridge, California, that's close to where we live. And
near a fault line.
It's 1492.
Yeah, but see, they already had the quake there, so it's settled.
1492 Gabby Road. It's really nice.
It's beautiful. You should come by and check it out.
When visiting hours are?
All night, baby. Anytime. Beer bongs, 24/7.
Yeah. Dave's always there.
Always there. Shotgun and beers with strangers.
Barbecues and
I hear about the barbecue. I hear the barbecue is a big deal at your house.
Barbecue's pretty good. I haven't been having many lately. Been on the road.
Wait, the road crew's like, oh, barbecue?
Actually,
when are we having a barbecue?
Listen to this. Do you know Carlos is on this tour?
Yeah, I do.
The best barbecuer in the free world. Carlos, tour manager and sound guy for Hot Hot Heat, is a Brazilian dude, is the best. We've flown him out on tour before just to barbecue for like 2 weeks. Stinks up at like a quarter of a mile radius with like the most deliscus briskets.
Deliscus briskets.
His briskets is deliscus.
So when you guys show up for the acoustic tour, you want to do a barbecue? We'll get a barbecue today?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do it.
See that? I got it on tape.
Made a deal.
Let's do a WAF barbecue with Foo Fighters.
Got it. Actually, Queens of the Stone Age knew some guy who works at a barbecue restaurant in Boston, some famous barbecue joint in Boston. I can't remember what it's called. Queens guy.
Redbones?
I can't remember.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, seriously, Taylor, Dave, thanks for taking time out. Obviously, we didn't talk about a whole hell of a lot. Your show's sold out. What's the point at this point? You've already made your bucks. The check has cleared.
The music says it all.
The check is clear.
The check is in the bank already, just so you know.
Cars are warming up. And we're ready to go.
One last question. Favorite song to play live?
It's the scariest song to play live. It's the first song, In Your Honor.
All my life, still.
Yeah. Really?
Ever since the first time we played it, that's my favorite one to play. So badass. It's so much fun.
Anybody ever tell you sound like Alan Parsons Project?
No. But thanks, though. Really?
No, it's just that layered vocal thing. I was just going there. Plus, I just dated myself.
Actually, you know what's funny is when I first heard the Foo Fighters, when I wasn't in the band, me and my brother listened to them. And to him.
To them? Him?
To them, him. And we thought it sounded like a harder rock Steve Miller.
That's
cool. Steve,
that sort of layered vocal thing.
That doubled vocal thing.
Taylor, Dave, thank you for taking time for us here at WAF. I should probably get the call letters in at some point, right?
Yeah.
It's not like we're just here shooting the shit.
Yeah.